Today's Your Daily Prayer Devotional is sponsored by the David Caleb Cook Foundation. If our podcast has been a blessing in your life, would you consider helping us get Bibles to children in Muslim countries? Go to davidcalebcook.org/dailyprayer to donate. Your gift will help send God's Word to children around the world.
Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com.
A Prayer for When You Feel Burdened, written by Glynis Whitwer and read by Kelly Gibbons. Cast your cares on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. Psalm 55:22. When we adopted our two daughters from Africa, we didn't expect it would be easy, but we couldn't have imagined how hard it would be. Our family of five, my husband, our three boys, and I, clearly heard God's call. We knew our family was supposed to grow to seven, and as we looked at the picture of two little sisters standing in a dirt lot strewn with trash, our hearts confirmed these were our children. The joy of bringing these precious girls to their forever home was overflowing for about a week. Then reality set in. What we could not see from the initial picture, and what the orphanage couldn't tell us, was the wounding that had happened to one of their hearts during her early years. The neglect and abuse caused deep gouges in her heart that wouldn't be healed easily. Our days were filled with challenges that took their toll on everyone. Days turned into years, and these issues we hoped would receive healing only got worse. Our house was like a tinderbox, ready to explode at any minute. And it did. Often. Multiple counselors and treatment centers didn't seem to touch the underlying issues, and I began to feel hopeless. I couldn't help my daughter, and I couldn't seem to protect my family. Guilt overwhelmed me and my husband. Surely there was something we were doing wrong, or not doing right. And how could we manage the intense emotions? It truly seemed too much to bear. Before that, I never understood what it meant to get to the end of yourself. Life had been relatively easy, and the problem seemed fixable. But at that point, I faced a situation beyond my abilities. I needed the Lord like I had never needed Him before. That's when scriptures like Psalm 55:22 took on a new meaning. Cast your cares on the Lord and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. I had to give the situation to the Lord, or I would fall apart with the burden of it. My desperation took me to a new place of dependence. If the Lord didn't sustain me, my heart felt like it would crumble to pieces, and I was afraid of how my body was reacting to the stress. There was no lightning bolt moment, but bit by bit, I felt more peace. A big part of that peace came when the Lord showed me that I'd done all He'd asked me to do. We weren't to fix our daughter. That was His job. We were to be a part of her journey and show her God's love as best as we could. That truth sustained me through the most difficult times. Today, if your burdens feel too much to bear, there is hope. Pour out your heart in prayer to our Heavenly Father. Hold nothing back. And when you feel your burden lightening even just the slightest bit, thank Him for His faithfulness. He's been there all the time, just waiting to help. Let's pray. Lord, thank You for being ever present in my life. And thank You for the hard times. I might not have said that then, but I see now how faithful You were and are to meet my needs. Help me walk so closely with You that I never return to my independent self. I love You. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Did you know that children between the ages of 4 and 14 are 4 times more likely to accept Christ than they will be as adults? And that need to share the gospel and the love of Jesus with precious children is even greater in the Muslim world, where many never hear about Christ's love for them. You can help lead children in Muslim countries to Jesus by sending them a Bible through the David Caleb Cook Foundation. Your gift will send a colorful, comic-style action Bible that connects with kids so they can know the hope of Jesus. So please, give your best gift today at davidcalebcook.org/dailyprayer and watch as God transforms these children to transform their world.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, God won't give you more than you can handle, time heals all wounds, and follow your heart. We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.